Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, coming to you live from the Seaport District, Pier 17. It is brought to you by Chase. Brian Custer in for Zubin, Keyshawn, J. Will.
What up, B?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. You holding it down this morning?
Hey, man, I told you we having barbershop talk up in here, man.
Uh-oh.
Three brothers.
Are they ready
up
for
in
all
here?
That? Yeah, that
man.
Might be too much for some people.
It might be. It might be because we got Key up out here sunbathing up in New York City.
Putting on coconut oil before he goes outside and sits on the boat.
What's wrong with you, brother?
Jay.
Key, SPF, man. You got to put some on, baby.
It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't do.
What do you mean? It doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't do anything. I'm still gonna get dark.
But you can still burn. You can still burn.
I'm not burning though. I just get dark. I don't burn. I don't peel or nothing like that. I just get dark and sitting out and chilling on a boat and then sitting in that sun on the rooftop. That ain't, you know.
And you decided to wear all black today in the studio.
I'm good though. I'm straight on that. It's just. When I went home yesterday and I took the shower, when I got out the shower and I looked at myself in the mirror, I was like, damn.
Yes. That's when you realize, you're like, wow.
I realized, yeah, brother.
Wesley
got,
Snipes?
Brother,
wow.
No, see, now you're going too far, Jay.
What?
I don't know, Wesley Snipes. I ain't that damn dark. I'm dark, but I ain't that damn dark.
You get that Wesley Snipes dark.
Ain't nothing wrong with Wesley Snipes, man.
Come on, man. The skin and everything, I still look cool, so I ain't,
right.
You know, I'm breaking necks when I walk past.
Oh,
so
you
I'm
did?
Just
you were?
Come on, man.
Were you walking to a restaurant?
Man,
just
because
you
necks.
Tell people you breaking necks don't mean it's actually happened, don't be.
Jay.
Yeah, I know, kid.
And come on, man. There's no need to lie. Right?
You know how we do, Jay. Did you put on the pond cocoa butter lotion, too?
Nah,
you know he did. He walked in there mad greasy.
No. I didn't.
Moisturized.
No, I don't do that because I know I'm a sweat. So I don't even do it. So if I'm ashy, you won't see it because I'm a sweat.
Yeah.
And then if you put on the coconut butter and all that
stuff. The natural lubricant, Key.
Natural.
Yeah.
Natural.
But it's hot as hell. It was at least yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
Like, it
was
wasn't nothing you could do.
Yeah, you're right.
And I had the toes out. Why in New York City, when you wear flip-flops, they look at you weird? Why?
Yeah, because you know why? Because I feel like the street, it's just not, New York City isn't a flip-flop type of city.
This ain't LA, bro.
They was looking at me like I was going swimming, man. I'm like, no. Because I had on board shorts, t-shirt, and flip-flops.
It's the concrete jungle, man. Yeah.
So you fit the weather out here, though,
Key. That's LA stuff.
I landed here yesterday, 115 degrees, man. I tried to take my phone outside to show my daughter a cactus, and my feet damn started to burn on grass.
It was hot. Like, it was hot like that out here, though. It was really
it was.
Yeah. It was humid, though. Humid.
And it was humid, man. Yeah. It was crazy.
That's what it is.
But with that being said, how you doing? You good?
Jay? I'm great, man.
You holding up?
I'm great, dog.
Hey,
we
look,
good.
Hey, look, we got to talk some hoop, Jay, because there are a number of folk in Hotlanta talking about hot. They hot at that ref. You know, Trey Young scored 35, but they lost 113-102 game three to Milwaukee, thanks in most part to Middleton, who just went bonkers in that fourth quarter. But Trey Young got slowed down in that final period because, you know, he tweaked that ankle, stepping on the ref's foot in the end of the third quarter. Young says he's going to get this MRI today. He says his plan, though, is to play in Tuesday's game four, but he will be getting a lot of treatment between now and then. Take a listen. Here's Trey Young talking about the injury.
It's sore right now. It's hurting. It's frustrating. Yeah, I mean, it's hurting a little bit, and it's sore. I got some treatment on. I'm going to go get some more in the morning. Yeah, I mean, that's all I can do right now is to get treatment. And then, yeah, when I came back in, it was just kind of sore, and I made me mad. I couldn't really go as fast as I wanted to. And then when I did, it hurt. So just got to get treatment, and hopefully it feels better for next game.
So, Jay, watching this game, it certainly changed for Atlanta because their offense just didn't look the same when Trey was out. Middleton got hot. Now, I get it. Atlanta got some looks. It seemed like they just couldn't knock down shots.
It was different, B, though.
Yeah.
It was so different. Like, who would have thought the ref decided the game? And typically when you hear that, you think they made bad calls. But his positioning on the floor wasn't wrong, but damn, like, this is how the series is going to be defined? I mean, Trey had 32 points when this happened. He finished the game with 35, so he made 1-3. He had great bursts north to south. But, like, this is what it comes down to. Like, we've had a playoffs where I just want people healthy. That's all I want this playoffs. Like, we've had it. Jamal Murray didn't play. Anthony Davis had issues. Joel Embiid had some issues. I mean, Dante Vincenzo's out. We've had so many players out. All I want to do is have one healthy playoff series where the teams just both stay complete. And what do we get? Going to the fourth quarter where Trae Young has been cooking most of the game with 32 points. He rolls his ankle on the ref who's standing out of bounds. And then their offense just sputters out. And Chris Middleton, whenever he's on the floor, they attacked Trae Young as the matchup. They involved him in ball screens. They got them to switch. And that's when Chris Middleton went to work. Mouse in the house is what they call it.
Yeah, they realized that his agility and his ability to move around was limited based on the injury, which is smart play. You know, you would have thought, right, Jay, that the Bucks would have attacked Brooklyn the same way with James Harden. But they, for whatever reason,
didn't do it.
But they did this time around with Trae and saying, okay, he's not going to be able in the fourth quarter to move around the way we need him to. And then you saw Chris Middleton go for 20 points. Is this, I don't want to say over, but does this give Milwaukee a clear advantage, Jay, of now going back and taking care of business and not having to worry about, you know, the fear that Trae Young would put into you?
I mean, I've always thought Milwaukee had a clear advantage in this series, and Trae Young has been hot, right? But Milwaukee complete top to bottom is a better team. Bogdanović is still hurt too. So how do you navigate that with this Hawks team? But my thing is, like, when the Bucks play their best basketball, like when they don't take possessions off or do sometimes dumb things on the floor, they're really, really good. This final should be Bucks and Phoenix should be in the finals. Like, that should be our NBA finals. And I look, the Hawks can make a turnaround. I'm not saying, but as far as the two teams that I think are the best two teams left, that would be the Bucks and the Phoenix Suns in the NBA finals.
Why are the two? Here's why I think the two teams that are left, or better yet, will be the two teams that will be potentially left, are Phoenix and Milwaukee, is because both of the bigs are playing phenomenal basketball. Giannis is doing what Giannis has always done, except he realized that he needs to play bully ball, much like Joel Embiid did when he was healthy when they took on the Hawks. And now when you look at DeAndre Ayton, all of a sudden being a key factor in what has helped the Suns take a 3-1 lead, not just Chris Paul and Booker, but he's arrived to the party. Is this the reason, Jay, both of these teams would be in the finals?
If the Clippers had Kawhi, it might be a different story, man. And it leads me to one of these conversations, though, Key. And I think you have to beat who's in front of you to be a champion, regardless of whether there's injuries or not. But when you start looking at the roads that both teams have taken, if you look at the Phoenix Suns, okay, they beat the Lakers. Anthony Davis had issues, right? Like, major issues. They didn't turn around. They beat Denver. All right, no Jamal Murray, right? Issues. They get here, no Kawhi Leonard. Even though Paul George is playing out of his mind, there are issues, right? And same kind of with the Bucks when you start looking at their path. And, you know, Miami dealt with all their COVID issues that they had this year. Even though they were kind of healthy when they got to that final point, they felt like they were a different team. Even in the next series, like, there were issues. So it just – you have to be who's in front of you, but people will naturally try to use that argument to tear it down. But I'm not a part of that camp. I don't know how you guys feel. You can only play the teams in front of you.
Yeah, I don't care about that at all. About, yeah, like you said, whoever's in front of you, I don't care if it's the entire team, half the team, or four people on the floor, whatever's there.
But you know how people are, Key.
Yeah, the Lakers won in the bubble. Okay, so what? They didn't win outside the bubble. Okay,
it's like, well, do the Bucks beat the Nets if KD and Kyrie are on the floor? Not even KD, Kyrie, and James. Like, people start throwing out those type of arguments.
The fact of the matter is, it seems like the NBA Finals is going to be a battle of attrition. The two healthiest teams are going to be in the finals. And right now, it looks like it's going to be Phoenix and it's going to be Milwaukee. KJZ is presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests on the Goodyear Hotline. And then we got to talk about the West. You know, Ty Lue is really hoping that history repeats itself. That's next. It's KJZ, ESPN Radio, ESPN News, here on TV.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority.
Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Great theater through the first two games of this series, and Chris Paul is back.
All our guys are back together, and he's the guy.
Lobs to the rim. Punched in DeAndre Ayton.
Was inside for the slam.
They can't be the more desperate team.
Oh, he banks it in. It's good.
Clippers are the hardest working team on the court tonight. You just play hard. It's win or go home, in my opinion, right now. I'm just leave it on the floor.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, Brian Custer in for Zubin. Talking about the Western Conference Finals.
And damn, Key, you thought I had a Kiss After Dark voice, man. You hear Brian right now?
No. He for sure.
Ooh. Kiss the Quiet Storm.
Yes, the Brian Quiet Custer. Storm. Coming up next is Jodeci.
I didn't even say nothing because right. I didn't want to get off rail when he started doing the reads and stuff. I was like, okay, well, I ain't know if it's BET or what you doing. But,
you know. We had the awards last night.
Wait, yeah. They did have the awards, and then people turned on ESPN News like, Three Brothers up on that?
What's going
on? Is this Keyshawn J. Will and Zubin?
Speaking of someone with some pipes, don't forget Marv Albert, by the way, is going to join Greeny today at 11:30, so make sure you check that out. Marv Albert joining Greeny. Western Conference Finals, Game 5. Boy, I tell you what, the Clippers are just hanging on. Phoenix looking to close them out tonight. And, you know, Jay Will, I know you got a big three from the Western Conference Finals. Who are they?
I do, number Brian. This is my thing. All right, Pat, I see you playing number three already. Number three. Look, Key said it before. I don't need to be Captain Obvious, but the Clippers are dead, man. And I give them a huge round of applause for how they've stood up not having Kawhi Leonard. I hope that some of this hate that keeps coming Paul George's way, even though he missed two critical free throws, but the guys had like nine straight playoff games of 27 or more points. But when you look at the game they had the other night, it was a rock fight. And, Brian, I heard you say this before, but those are the kind of games you want the Clippers to find a way to win. But Chris Paul came on strong late. They found their rhythm, him and Devin Booker. I once again, I give the Clippers all the respect in the world. But to think that they're going to win three games in a row without Kawhi Leonard, that doesn't seem reasonable to me. Phoenix is going to close it out tonight here, and they're going to be waiting for the winner of the Atlanta Hawks, Milwaukee Bucks, in the NBA Finals. Let's go number two.
This is when you wait, Jay.
I know, but sometimes I have to give them cues. Number two again.
Number two.
Damn it, that was number two pick in the draft. I can't run away from it, Key. CP3's legacy, man. I got to be honest with you guys. Sometimes throughout the playoffs, you find yourself rooting for particular players. Knowing what CP3 has been through his entire career, how it didn't work out in Clipper Nation, you know, how it ultimately didn't work out in Houston, how he played past expectations in OKC, the fact that he's missed 11 days due to COVID, the first game he comes out, they lose. People start wondering about the rhythm of the game because the pace was a lot slower. Is this team better when Devin Booker has the ball in his hands the majority of the game? Seeing them find a way to win that game the other day in game 4 and be up in this series 3-1 and have a chance to close it out. I find myself wanting CP3 to win a championship because I'm tired of people talking trash about CP3 all the time. The guy does everything you need him to do to win. He pushes you. DeAndre Ayton and Devin Booker both talk about it. They wouldn't be the men they were today on the court without the tutelage they have from CP3. I just want him to win one, Key. I want him to finally close the chapter, and he can ride off into the sunset whenever he chooses to be, being a world champion.
And the great thing about that, Jay, is as I said it earlier, that I feel the same way you feel about CP3. He's done everything, checked all the boxes as an NBA player, both on and off the court. The one thing that's left is to win a world championship. And another guy who is not obviously part of the conversation, I'm making part of the conversation that I root for all the time, is Anthony, because I think in the end, I want to see Carmelo get his championship one day too.
Yeah.
Well, and, before too long.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And Jay, you know, I said this, I'm still surprised that Chris Paul didn't finish as high as second in the MVP voting.
I agree with you, man. I mean, to take this team from where they went last year, and I know they went 8-0 in the bubble, but obviously, as we've seen, the bubble was a different kind of year, but it speaks volumes. All right, so without being number two, let's go to number one.
Number one.
All this little chatter around Kawhi Leonard going to another team needs to stop. It's not going to happen. Kawhi Leonard is going to stay a Clipper. Where do y'all want this man to go? He left the Spurs. The whole situation was not right for him medically. He won a world championship with the Toronto Raptors. He completed the full season. He got to go where he wanted to go. He got the coach he wanted to get. He got the new coach he wanted to get. He has an incredible owner, Steve Ballmer. Even during the game, chatter on social media, while he's not sitting down with his team. I know it's a little bit awkward, but you don't know what kind of pre-arrangement Kawhi Leonard has with Steve Ballmer. Kawhi's just a different kind of guy. I mean, you even saw during the game where it says Kawhi's going crazy with joy. He was just sitting there. That's when the Clippers were making that crazy run back. And he didn't even have a facial expression that showed you he was happy. This dude just rolls differently, man. And plus, he got Paul George there. Kawhi Leonard is not going anywhere. That's how I feel about it. And listen to what Brian Winters had to say on ESPN Radio on Sunday.
He crawled over glass to get here. He said goodbye to two championship-winning teams. He told the Spurs he didn't want to be there. That was a championship team. Then he went to Toronto, had a title team that probably could have won another title had he stayed there. And he said, no, I'm pulling the ripcord on this, and I'm starting over in the place where I want to play. I just don't see, even though you have places like Miami or New York he could go, and I wouldn't even be surprised if maybe he takes a meeting or something, but I just can't see him upending what he's got going. I think the tough thing for the Clippers will be how many years would he re-sign for? Does he give them two or does he give them five? And you know, what do they do to address the needs on the roster when they don't have any draft picks to trade and they've spent mostly all their free agent money?
Yeah, I don't see him going anywhere. Simple fact is, Paul George, he recruited, like you said, he brought in that. He got the coach essentially from, allegedly, he had Doc Rivers removed along with Paul George. And to leave again, what are you leaving for? Like, why would you leave? What's the point of leaving? Like, are you chasing happiness for another championship? Like, why are you leaving? It's almost like when I talk about the Brooklyn Nets. Why would these guys not sign back on in KD, Kyrie, and James Harden? Like, what, you going to run somewhere else again? Like, no. If they were traded somewhere, that's something else.
Right.
But to, in free agency, decide to leave again, it's just, you know, you get one or two, maybe even three shots at different teams. But when you start going to four and five teams, and now it's like, wait a minute, man. You put all this together, and then you go abandon the ship. That's when I take problem with it.
Well, you talked about social media, Jay. It was a buzz.
Well,
there were stories that said Kawhi Leonard not happy that the Clippers didn't really put out there how serious his knee injury is and kind of downplayed his knee injury. And then you saw all these Clipper fans say, oh, no, this is what happened at San Antonio. You know what happened when that happened? He wanted to get up out of there. But you're right. He didn't like when Montrezl Harrell was saying, hey, these guys are getting preferential treatment. Got him up out of there. He wanted a point guard that could get them into their offense so he wouldn't have to work as hard. They went and got Rajon Rondo. It was like, okay, so we done everything you want. Why would you leave now, Jay?
And here's my thing, too, though, Brian. Like, he's a SoCal guy. Like, you know, all this stuff, you know, when it happened a couple of years ago with Kobe Bryant, you know, God rest his soul, you know, you heard stories about how Kawhi would take a helicopter to practice each and every day. Like, there's something about players being home, like being somewhere where they feel comfortable, they feel grounded. And it's something that I sometimes think we overlook because we see players with so much movement getting up to go. I mean, it's even the thing that makes you wonder about CP3. It really is. You know, will he sign an extension and stay in Phoenix? Or is there some part of him that wants to be with his family back in L.A.? Like, because he loves Los Angeles. Like, could you see that for him, LeBron James, and AD? There's something about that. And for him,
wait, Kawhi he going Leonard to the Lakers? Home, did I just hear you say that?
I didn't say that. I said it's something that's a possibility if they can't get a long-term extension done,
wait,
a three-year extension
is
done
he
with
just
going
to go around the corner in the arena to the other locker room, huh? Mm.
I mean, we talked
news.
About this the other day with Magic Key.
No, I know, but I don't know if he – I don't know if that'll ever happen because he could have did that out the gate from day one.
Right.
That was what we were hoping when he left Toronto, that he would join LeBron and the Lakers, but it didn't happen. He went to the Clippers.
I was talking about CP3.
CP3. I thought you were talking about Kawhi.
Nah,
okay.
No, nah, yeah. He's talking about CP3. Jay, we were talking –
yeah, he could. Come on, man.
We were talking – me and Key had gotten to this discussion about who would you build around. When you look at the four teams – left in the NBA playoffs, who would you build around? And I know Key was all about Devin Booker. What about you? Who would you build your team around?
The two-time finals MVP.
Yikes, get him.
Not the finals MVP. The two-time MVP.
P of the league.
And Giannis.
Get him. Get him.
See, y'all can sit there and say all you want about, hey, does it translate into the postseason? It's translating right now. And it's about who you surround him with. That's like looking at a talent like Shaq and like, oh, I'm not going to take one of the most dominant players to ever play the game. Like, I'm sitting there looking at Giannis. If you build the right team around Giannis, that's a player that could be the foundation of your franchise for the next 10 years. And he's going to give you, what, last night? And people didn't even talk about his points last night. He had 33 and 14 last night. We talk about that's like his chopped liver. Like, you're like, oh, well, you know. And I get it. Devin Booker's nice. Devin Booker's really nice. I watched Patrick Beverley get up in him the last couple of games, though. It's been a little bit of a challenge for him. And Trae Young is special talent as well. I love Trae Young. Prolific scorer, can score. But, man, give me that dude who's 6'10", 6'11", you know, 235 pounds, who can get to the basket whenever he wants.
Get him, Jay.
One of the most dominant players we have in the game.
My man Key said, I don't rock with him.
Have you ever had chopped liver, Jay?
Have I ever had chopped liver?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Key.
No, I'm serious. Have you had
yes.
liver?
Oh, okay. Yes.
I just ask a question. Don't beat me up. I don't know. Devin Booker. You think I'm playing with you, but Devin Booker, I just think you could do so much more with Devin Booker. Giannis, on the other hand, if he's not playing bully ball, he's not – it doesn't translate to me. Yes, he had 38 last night or whatever the number – 33. But he's always had that, even in the regular season. That's why he has been the MVP twice. It didn't move the needle for me watching that in the postseason. When I get down to the last 8 minutes of a game, who is dominating? It's the other guys. It's not him. It's too many times that I've seen him turn down the opposing team's best player and not guard him in those last 8 minutes of a game. It's all of those sort of little things.
But you act like the body of work for Devin Booker is bigger.
No, I'm not.
Devin Booker just got
the
to
question,
the Western Conference.
The question that the man asked is, out of the four teams that's left, which young talent would you like to build around? And I'm saying Devin Booker because he's young, he's explosive, he can do a lot of different things from an offensive standpoint. If I need him to bring the ball up the court, if I need him to play off the ball. I mean, he could do all of those things. And correct me if I'm wrong, because you are the basketball expert. I'm just a guy learning from you. So when I look at all of that, I'm like, okay, Trae Young, I like it. It's cool, right? It's the moment right now. But in the end, much like Devin Booker, he's just now arriving. I would take him. There's no question about it. But I just feel like Devin Booker gives me a little bit more. Plus, the Kardashian curse hasn't gotten to him yet.
We asked the same question, you know, on Twitter at KeyJNZ. 39% went with Giannis. They would build around Giannis, just like Jay says. 15% Trae Young. 43% Devin Booker.
See how he did you, Jay? You see how he did you? Yeah, he set you up. Yeah.
That's cold, B. That's cold, Brian. I see how okay.
Woo! Party. Got me.
Yeah, well done, Brian.
2.4% said other, and then Mark says DeAndre Ayton, by the way, just to let you know.
Jerome Stanley's been telling me about my sports agent. I've been saying this to you, Jay. He's been telling me about DeAndre Ayton. He's been saying, man, you sitting up there listening to them folks up at ESPN.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the guy. The guy is, he been telling me that for months, and I'm like, he cool. You know how I go, Jay. I'm like, he cool, but I ain't building my team around. He keeps saying, DeAndre Ayton Key, I'm telling you, he's the one dude. You haven't heard anybody say Phoenix got it wrong for taking him as the number one pick. Nobody said that.
Jay, I told Key, stop hating on DeAndre Ayton. DeAndre Ayton is balling. Stop hating on DeAndre Ayton. By the way, the NBA Western Conference Finals, they're on ESPN Radio. You can tune in, by the way, tonight, Game 5, Suns host those Clippers. It is presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations. All right. Why did Tom Brady almost sign with a different NFC South team? That is coming up after SportsCenter. And SportsCenter.
Danilo Gallinari getting right in the chest of Chris Middleton. Now backs off. Middleton to the three-point line, to the free throw line, fades to the right, shoots and hits again. A 20-point fourth quarter for Chris Middleton. Ties his playoff career high with 38.
All right, SportsCenter is brought to you by Goodyear. Goodyear knows from here on out, every game's a chance to create momentum, make the right pass, right move, hit the perfect shot. It takes momentum to get through the playoffs, and it takes everything to capture a title. Goodyear, more driven. Chris Middleton, man, 38 points, powered the Bucks past the Hawks, 113-102. 2-1 series lead they have in the Eastern Conference Finals over the Hawks. And, of course, Trae Young injured his ankle. He's going to have an MRI today. Portland Trail Blazers, they're going to name Chauncey Billups their new head coach. The deal, 5 years, according to the sources of our ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski. Mr. Big Shot, five-time NBA All-Star, MVP of the 2004 NBA Finals when he was a member of the Detroit Pistons. And in golf, Harris English, he wins the Travelers Championship. He beat Kramer Hickok. Eight-hole sudden-death playoff, you know, eight holes, the longest playoff in Travelers Championship history. The previous was seven, and it ties the second-longest sudden-death playoff in PGA Tour history.
If they don't make it to the Super Bowl, it's a big disappointment. And if you think about last year again because of COVID, it's really remarkable what they accomplished.
The teams will approach you a little bit differently. You know, you're kind of the team everyone's watching now, so there's different degrees of expectation. There's more external noise.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Kayshawn, Jay Will, Zubin, Brian Custer in for Zubin.
Wait, man, what'd you just call me?
Kayshawn.
It sounded like he said Kayshawn.
No, I said Kayshawn.
You said Kayshawn. No, you didn't.
We need to get this right. It is not Kayshawn. It's
Keyshawn.
Keyshawn.
Damn.
You said Kayshawn.
I didn't say no
Jay,
Kayshawn.
What did he
Every
say?
Every kiss begins with K.
You said Kayshawn.
That's what happened.
I swear. Bro. What did you hear, Jay?
Come I heard Kayshawn, Key.
I heard Kayshawn too.
You know what? He mad.
No,
because I
no.
Up on the last poll. That's all.
No.
That's how we going to do? Is Jay, that how we're going to be today?
Jay said it at the exact same time I said
Brian,
it. I'm like,
I'm
Brian.
Trying to tell you, man. It's an ongoing issue with our show. You can't have the guy whose name is number one at the top of the show and keep calling him Kayshawn.
By the way.
Like, you've been around them folks too long, man.
I'm just saying.
Come on, man.
Our ESPN NFL reporter, Jeff Darlington, he joins us right now. Hey, Jeff, let me ask you something, Jeff. What did you hear?
What's up, Kayshawn?
See?
What's up, Kayshawn?
Told you right, Jeff.
Get him,
Kayshawn,
Jeff.
Man,
get him,
Jeff.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Y'all going to do me like that, man.
Hey, I learned a long time ago. I just agree with Kayshawn. Oh, whatever Kayshawn thinks he heard, that's like what that I heard now. Too. Okay,
it's bully ball here this morning. Yeah, early this morning. Is,
I'll sell yes, everybody. I'll sell everybody under the ship. To make sure that I stay on Keyshawn's good side.
Oh, is that what it is? You got a
smart
trade
man.
Too, don't you,
smart Key? Man, Jeff.
You got these guys trade up in here. Jeff Darlington joins us here on Kayshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. All right, so let's get into this, Jeff, because, listen, I was tripping when I think it was last week and you were on the network and you said it was really close that Tom Brady could have been playing for another team in that division and the Saints. And I was like, man, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, by the time it got down to the Bucks, I mean, it was definitely steering in that direction that week of free agency. But Drew Brees, behind the scenes, was still contemplating a broadcasting career. And if he had retired, yeah, I believe Tom Brady actually would have ended up with the Saints. Mm. But that being said, he's still, you know, like, there were other teams in the mix as well. Like, the Chargers were down to the wire with him. The Raiders were a team that pulled out, just shortly before. There were other teams. The 49ers were a team that was interested early on, but kind of got out of the mix pretty early. But the Saints were actually among the teams at the very end that were still wondering, okay, is Drew definitely coming back? And if he's not, they were definitely headed in the direction of Tom Brady.
So, Jeff, and you, look, I've learned my lesson on you and Tom Brady. Did Tom have
We've really come a long way, Key.
did Tom have extensive talks with the Saints, or is this just one of those deals where it's like, sit tight, hold on, or was there ongoing conversations to a point where it was 24 hours prior to him signing with the Bucks type situation?
Well, don't forget that he signed right at the beginning of free agency. So, you know, there's a 2-day window of discussions that can happen without tampering, that non-tampering period. So, you know, make of it what you will in terms of the teams that were interested in Tom before he was actually a free agent and how, in fact, they came to that interest. It sure seems like conversations would have been had, but I know nothing about them because – of course, that would be tampering.
Mm. Yeah, no, that's true. Let's stay with a quarterback in the NFC out west. And Steve Kimes, the general manager of the Arizona Cardinals, and you saw it, Jeff, talked about building a team, a championship-winning team, while a young quarterback is still on his rookie deal. Now, me personally, I think it's just I don't believe in any of that salary cap stuff because you can sign who you want to sign and pay who you want to pay when you want to do it, no matter – what the salary cap says. It's all funny money. But he believes that they have to start winning and signing guys right now while Kyler Murray is on his rookie deal. What's the potential long-term future of Kyler Murray with the Arizona Cardinals?
Yeah, Kayshawn, I agree with you to an extent. I think the responsible organizations that try to build toward the future without putting too much, you know, dead cap space in their future or trading away their picks, I think they do have to take advantage of a young quarterback on a rookie deal. I'm not saying that you can't make moves when you feel like you have a championship roster to push cash over cap, they call it, to where you can sort of make things happen in the moment to push for that championship. But Like when we think about Russell Wilson, when we think about Jared Goff, when we think about some of these players that got to the Super Bowl as young quarterbacks, they did so on those rookie deals. I agree to an extent, but I also think that you also have to have the right quarterback. And the question now for Arizona is Kyler going to reach that potential? Like, I remember being at a Dolphins-Cardinals game last year where I was watching it, and you see it live, and you're like, Kyler's got it, man. He's got it. He's got that it factor. You see the way he moves. You see the way he throws live, and you're like, I absolutely think he's got it, but he's just not consistent enough yet. So to your point, consistency comes with experience. So, like, there is, like, a fine line here between winning with a guy on a rookie deal and winning with a quarterback who is capable of getting you there. And that's what they have to find out if they, in fact, have that in Kyler Murray.
Jay and I have these conversations, Jay, all the time about Arizona and the Cardinals and how Jay feels about Kyler Murray versus how I feel about Kyler Murray. I believe Kyler Murray's future is tied to Cliff Kingsbury because you're asking a new coach to come in. Let's assume Cliff Kingsbury is not there beyond this season because I think his seat is going to be hot if they right. don't get to the playoffs. Will a new coach come in, right, Jay, and say, I want to keep Kyler Murray right. to run my system? Is Bill yeah. Belichick – does Bill Belichick want a Kyler Murray? Do something – you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so it's real tricky when you right. think about it.
Well, you know, Jeff, I always pull yeah, for the no, little I guy, agree. And that's I mean, what Key constantly refers to Kyler Murray as, the little quarterback. But I wanted to ask you, speaking of a quarterback, how about Aaron Rodgers? Like, that potential, would he actually use the COVID opt-out option, excuse me.
I've been told he will not. I've been told it's not even a consideration. That really it's not even something that, like, I know that kind of came up as, hey, maybe Aaron Rodgers could do this, and sort of now it's sort of floated into the sports atmosphere. But I've been told that that is not a contemplation. In fact, I've been told that, like, it's basically the equivalent of him showing up to day one of training camp and pretending that he faked or that he has a hamstring injury. That it's just not something that most any athlete would do, and certainly not Aaron in this situation.
So what's the latest on the whole Aaron Rodgers-Packers communication, Jeff?
Yeah, it feels like we're sort of in this, like, standoff. We're just – no one's really having conversations. And you know, it gets real when training camp starts and it's a $50,000 a day fine that is unforgivable. You know, it used to be with the CBA, a guy would hold out, and then at the end of the holdout, the team would be like, hey, by the way, we'll get rid of those fines for you, no problem. You just come on back and let's all smile and sing kumbaya. Can't do that now. So once training camp starts, if he misses 10 days of training camp, that's $500,000. So – look, I understand he's a franchise quarterback. He makes bank, but we're talking about real money when it comes to these fines. So to me, like, we can have no conversations for now, but you know, 10 days away from camp or so, they better be talking. Otherwise, this thing's headed in a really ugly direction.
Jeff Darlington joining us on the Goodyear Hotline. Appreciate it, Jeff. By the way,
thanks, guys.
Yeah, absolutely,
thanks,
bro. KJZ is presented by Progressive Insurance. I hate you, Jeff. And that was Jeff Darlington on the Goodyear Hotline. It's brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. All right, you know, one city is going for yet another title. But are they the new title town? So we're going to have a discussion. That's next. KJZ, ESPN Radio, ESPN News. Keyshawn.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Yep. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin.
Wait, man, what did you just call me?
Keyshawn.
It sounded like you said Keyshawn.
No, I said Keyshawn.
You said Keyshawn. No, you didn't.
We need to get this right. It is not Keyshawn.
It's Keyshawn.
Keyshawn.
Damn.
You said Keyshawn.
I didn't say no
Jay,
Keyshawn.
What did he
Every
say?
Every kiss begins with K.
You said Keyshawn.
I tell you, man, it's an ongoing issue with our show. You can't have the guy whose name is number one at the top of the show and keep calling him Keyshawn.
Let me ask you something, Jeff. What did you hear?
What's up, Keyshawn?
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, good look.
So disrespectful, Key.
No, it's all good, man. Keyshawn. This is his first day on the job. They wouldn't even let him in the building.
Yeah, though. I know. That's messed up. That is messed up. They let a brother in the building.
First time, last time.
I had to talk my way in.
They knew that, though. You're a brother. You're going to talk your way.
yeah, absolutely.
With that voice, with those tones?
Absolutely.
He got pipes, right?
Hey, here's one thing, because, you know, y'all been talking a lot of hockey, I heard, here over the past few days.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I even saw Big Wood, Damian Woody, in an Islanders jersey, mm-hmm. getting on the team plane,
really?
Flying out the game 7 as wild. The Isles took on Tampa. Trying to give them good luck.
Official or unofficial mascot? Which one?
I want to say official. He has to be. Has to be. Didn't work because obviously Tampa won the game. Game 1, by the way, of Stanley Cup Finals tonight. The Habs, Canadians, and Tampa. And Tampa trying to repeat. So it got me thinking because, you know, Islanders had a good run. Mm-hmm. But Tampa trying to defend their championship. It's also the 4th championship round for this Tampa Bay team in less than a year. If you look at it, the Rays were obviously in the World Series against the Dodgers.
Yep.
Lightning trying to go back-to-back winning Lord Stanley Cup.
Uh-huh.
How about the Buccaneers winning the Super Bowl, and you should get extra points because you win it in your own stadium. Mm. You got to give them some extra points for that. Is Tampa the new title town around now?
No,
with this run that they've had here.
First of all, you giving them extra points because they won in our stadium, right? At Raymond James Stadium.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you take away the Islanders. I mean, you take away the Lightning because it's hockey. So they get some negative points. So even though you got positive points as a city, you get negative points on the hockey side of things.
Let's play hockey.
What are you talking about negative points on the hockey side?
No, hold on. Be quiet. Because L.A., the Kings won in 12 and 14, I think it was. The Lakers have won in the bubble last year. The Dodgers had gone to 3 World Series titles.
I mean, they win.
They won the one. Okay. So when you start, the Rams went to the Super Bowl. So when you start thinking about it, every single one of our major sports franchises in basketball, football, hockey, all that, baseball, they all have gone to the finals and won over the last 10 years.
Mm. But when you look at other title towns, let's say Boston, for example, New England winning all those championships.
No.
Red Sox, I mean, they've been winning, it seems like, since 2004.
Yes, that is correct.
Then they went that one year where you had the Patriots, you had the Bruins.
Mm-hmm. And the Sox.
And the Sox. And even the Seas at that time got to the Eastern Conference Finals.
I would probably – If you want me to rank based on that, I probably would go Boston 1 because of what the Patriots been able to do.
Yeah.
And then L.A. 2 and then Tampa 3.
Mm.
I would do it that way. I mean, just because of the Patriots, I mean, they was just on a crazy run, not missing the playoffs and winning like 11 division titles and just it showing up in Super Bowls, coming from behind, just all sorts of – that with a quarterback that was older, and they continued to the constant was the quarterback and the head coach. Everything else, they were moving around chess pieces. So I would probably give it to Boston.
And I was surprised you didn't throw it at me because when L.A. and Tampa met up, I mean, it was the Dodgers that.
Yeah, but I never felt – I know Dickie V, you know, is a Tampa guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he felt a certain way about the game. I never felt that the Dodgers was going – drop it. We were too close too many times not to cash in.
Mm.
Close. We got cheated by them damn Astros. You know, that was a little cheater. cheater moment there, though, Jay.
I mean,
we would have had one then.
If you really look at it, I mean, New York has 55 championships. I mean, 27 World Series titles. I mean, Yankees, one of the most successful franchises. I'm just throwing it out there.
Jay.
I mean, the Giants. I'm just saying.
Jay, I don't count them championships, though.
Okay.
All them ones in 1920-something and all that.
I'm just trying to say, as it relates to championships, New York has more than any.
I can't. I'm sorry, man. I'm going to keep it 100.
I just want you to put some respect on the city in which your show is.
I can't count that, man.
It's been a while, though, guys. It's been a while for New York.
It's been a while.
2012, the Giants was the last championship for the entire city, and you know, they're expecting the Nets here to win it. So, like, it's been a while. Key, you also got to say, like, the head-to-head.
Back then, man. I can't count that.
You got to say the head-to-head for L.A., though. The head-to-head, they got the one head-to-head against Tampa. They beat the Rays. L.A.'s got the edge.
Yeah, I would say so. But I didn't count it because I wasn't really – I mean, I felt good about us beating them anyway. I just felt good about it. And I'm not – the Rams, they came in. They took care of business. They were only in L.A. Their third year, they went to the Super Bowl after returning back from St. Louis. They lost eventually, but they went.
I'm surprised people are still smarting over the Astros. I mean, no, whether it's L.A. or whether it's New York.
You just had to bring that up.
Why are you going
to
cheat?
Yeah.
You can't just beat us fair and square?
See what happens, Brian? Now he took him down this road.
Yeah, I know.
Just cheating. No, I was at game 7, and I blame you, Darvish, and I feel bad.
By the way, what young QBs are ready to win it all? That's next. KJZ, ESPN Radio, ESPN News, right here on TV.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.